The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Jimmy, y'all, man, you know.
Talk to him.
Just last I know you want to talk down, your reckless. I'm gonna let's just get into it.
Go
last
ahead.
Last time we sat in this room,
mm-hmm.
my Nuggets closed it out. Oh, no. They were a game away from closing it out. And I predicted that it was going to be Boston versus Nuggets. That didn't happen.
I think we both predicted that, actually.
Yeah. Shout out to the Miami Heat. They closed it out. Tatum and Brown didn't show up, but the homie Derek White, he played an amazing game.
Yo, there's no game seven without his heroics at the end of game six.
Yeah.
Like that was crazy. That reminded me of, like, I don't even know, but that was just one of the best, like, late game heroics that you've seen. Like, everybody was just stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I fucking Boston. Just Tatum is saying, I guess his ankle was injured at the beginning of the game. He just was a shell of himself. But to me, what hurt them was what was hurting them all series. Just the ill-advised threes, just the hoisting of the threes like that. And as opposed to just like, you know, downhill in the paint. When they're downhill in the paint, they were getting easy buckets, and it was almost like an easy series for them. But again, you know, it is what it is. Miami's going to face your team. First game's when? What, Thursday night?
House!
Thursday night?
Yeah. Real quick, though, backing up, if you put on your GM hat, Tatum and Brown are due extensions upwards collectively past $600 million, what do you do? You're the GM.
Oh, man. But here's the one thing. Is Brown an unrestricted free agent? I think he's unrestricted.
I think he is.
I think his situation, the reason he's getting the bread is because he made all NBA, so that gave him this. He gets this max extension.
5-year max.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if I was a GM, obviously I would want to sign him, or if he would allow us to sign him and then trade, if he wants to be traded, that would be the only move that you can make, as opposed to letting him go for nothing. So I would sign him and do a sign and trade if that's what his request was, because at this point they could just lose him for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of got to give Tatum.
Tatum's going to stay. He's going to get his money. He's becoming, like, you know, I mean, he's got to get a ring, obviously, but he's probably the biggest star that they've had in Boston since KG,
Ray Allen
and all that. You know what I'm saying? So he's got to, you know, he's going to stay. But I would not be surprised to see Jaylen Brown shake out, like, to leave. I think he probably wants his own team. Yeah. I think that they both dominate the ball a little too much. You know what I mean? When one's offense is going, the other one is suffering.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Like,
both of them need a true point guard also, too.
Yeah, and Marcus Smart knows he's not that. He's a hustle guy. He does all the intangibles, all the things that don't show up in the box scores. He's becoming a great leader. But, yeah, they need a facilitator.
For sure.
They need a to keep them together. They need a facilitator.
For sure.
So we'll see.
But yeah, back to the predictions. And this is no knock to Miami. I just feel like, again, and we talked about it, Denver is just a nightmare matchup. It would have been the same thing for Boston.
Yeah.
There's zero answers for Jokic. Zero answers for Murray. Porter, when Porter plays like he is a 6'10" dude with a jump shot. Aaron Gordon is a bully. The bench is nice.
Yeah.
I just think it's a nightmare of a matchup for them. And I think they've built the team similar to how San Antonio, when they had all their runs, to Golden State, when they had all their runs, they built it through the draft and getting veterans that weren't past their prime, and they didn't have to pay a ton of money for, but they know their roles and played great team basketball.
Yep.
So I got the Nuggets winning in five, being modest.
Yeah.
I can feel like it could be a sweep.
The only reason I don't think that it'll be a sweep is because Jimmy Butler is probably good for one. Good for one if everybody else shoots around him and plays well. But if not that, this is going to be over rather quickly because Bam ain't got nothing for Djokovic. Like you said, who's going to stick Porter Jr.? Who's going to keep Aaron Gordon off the boards for all the loose balls? You know what
Max
I mean? They're strictly like they're a shooting team, like they're a jump shoot it, catch shoot team. Like, you know, I don't think they have enough. They don't have enough athleticism. And again, they got no answer for Murray. You know what I mean? Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a stop at Krispy Kreme's from being out the league probably.
Man.
Ice
cold.
I'm just saying, like, dude.
Yeah.
You know, his weight be tripping, like, you know, but we'll see. We'll see. I think y'all gonna have a parade for sure.
Excited.
And not a Bronco parade, a Nuggets parade.
Or Avalanche won last year.
Okay.
Have
the Rockies ever won?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm excited for it, man. Huge fight got announced, July 29th, I believe, Las Vegas, Errol Spence, and our boy Bud Crawford.
Nebraska. I ain't even from there. I'm going Nebraska all out. I might give me a Cornhuskers jersey, everything.
Yo, who was the famous Cornhusker? Went to the NFL.
Lawrence Phillips. And got in all kinds.
Passed away, right?
Yeah.
But sorry, I digressed on that one. But
I can't get a Lawrence Phillips jersey.
No, you can't. That's gonna be a fight, man. I'm excited.
I'm hoping that it lives up to all the hype. Like it's everything that we've anticipated. That it's all of that. Like I want to see a classic. Hopefully, somebody gets dropped. I don't need a trilogy or a second fight. I just want war. I see all those old Hagler Hearns clips. I want that. I want 5-6 rounds of just complete terrorism.
Complete and utter terrorism.
Yeah, like for real. But
we got to be up in there for that.
Yeah, for sure. We got to go and get a couple. You know, we should call up Caleb and we should call a couple of other people and sit down and talk boxing. You know what I mean? Like that would be great. Steven Victor, if you out there, you should come on. Steven Victor, who's a big record executive, music manager.
Victor.
Loves boxing. Mark Byers, loves boxing.
I mean, Philly, for sure.
Yeah, he's from a fight town. He also, I think he's involved with a couple of young fighters. So I would love to have those guys on and we all pull up and, you know, talk boxing prior to the fight and talk post-fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we'll see. We definitely got to run that. We definitely got to run that. We running
out. We running out. It's crazy. Vegas is like Man, it's becoming a sports. It's slowly becoming a sports mecca. Now they're announcing the A's just signed their lease. They're talking about like 2026 or seven. They should be playing there. And then, you know, I know Bron talked about his.
He wants an
NBA team in there. Yeah. Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Finals
again.
Yeah, again.
And they only been around what, like 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, the Aces won the title. Just a lot going on, man. It's a flourishing city, but I've never actually been to a boxing, like a main event like that. I've been to UFC, but I've never been to one like that. So we definitely got to go.
Yeah, last fight I went to was Sean Porter and Bud.
Damn.
And that was great. That was at Mandalay. Bud stopped him. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Like you said, Vegas also is just, it was already a destination, but it's at another level, right? Formula One, boxing, NASCAR, the teams. Now they just need like UNLV to
be good again.
Running
Can Rebels.
Could you imagine like if UNLV, the Running Rebs, was like a relevant basketball program?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the thing where Vegas can definitely grow, I mean, they're doing everything sports entertainment wise, but still a lack of culture there when it comes to like museums and like, you know, Black and Brown and, you know, just a sense of community, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're building and building nonstop, but the strip is way different from the outside and the actual, you know, living there, which I actually love, man. Like gated, suburban, like it reminds me of like growing up. Except, you know, even in our neighborhood, like kids are actually playing outside. They're
really
riding their bikes and like, that's people dope. Are walking their dogs and the neighbors look out for each other. And I haven't had that in so long.
You borrowed some sugar from anybody yet?
You got any brown sugar? Now the neighbors will text me like, yeah, you got a package on the front. You want me to grab it? And I'm like, damn.
That's
you
know cool. What I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, in L.A., unless you own a crib, everybody's apartment living. And you just have to watch out because people be like, yo, what you got in there?
Let me go ahead and get that package.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then resell it.
So it's cool, man. And I think, you know, we've all discussed it, like just the cost of living, you know, in these metropolitan cities, whether New York or San Francisco, San Jose, Las Vegas, is just so astronomical to where, as adults, you're having to make tough decisions, you know what I mean? Especially if you're a parent, you know, 100.
And you got a real plate.
Yeah.
Meaning you got the kids.
Yeah.
The dog, the wife, the house, the whatever. Like, it's real right now. So, yeah, it's definitely economically making people, it was a place where at one time people were like, maybe when I retire. Now it's like, nah, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. So
yeah, places like that, you know, Dallas, Arizona, you know, people are looking, you know, at these cities that were like, at least I can have me a little slice of peace.
Or at least I'm avoiding paying crazy taxes, right?
Yeah.
Florida, Texas, and Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I think Marky Mark just moved out there. And
you did not just call him Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch. That's the kids.
good vibration. Marky.
But he wants to build like Hollywood 2.0. And he's trying to gather all these people to build Vegas into, you know, exactly what it is, like a hub for, you know, studios and places. Okay. Because again, economically,
he said he moved there because even with the money, he said, I also quality of living. I needed to move my family there.
Yeah, and your operations, whether you're in fashion or whatever, you could just still, your money goes a lot longer.
And we're going to end up living in Vegas.
So I thought that was interesting. I think it's cool, too, to start a wave like that. And obviously to drive prices up. But it's also, too, it just makes sense, man. It's like, you have to go where the resources are, and you have to also go where you can have a quality of life without
a decent life without having an aneurysm.
Yeah.
In between. Like, for real, the pressure is so real. Yeah. Like, yeah, and I think that what we're talking about is you come to this space with, you know, maturity, right? And just more clarity on things. And again, for me, it's so funny. I would have never thought of potentially, like, leaving, you know, Long Beach, LA, whatever, California. I was always like, yeah, this is home, somewhere else to visit, have a little. But I'm actually, you know, I'm actually at a place where I'm like, hey, a couple little tweaks here and there. You know what I mean? Vegas is, especially also, it's like on a plane, it's 45 minutes away, right? And then if you don't mind the drive, it's 3.5-4 hours. You can see your family. You know what I mean? So
it's a real hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by 2026, I think they said that bullet train from LA to Vegas should be up and running. You get to Vegas in 2 hours. But again, I think ushering in new opportunities and in new ways just for people to thrive, man, because, you know, a lot of people are out here. There's been so many layoffs of jobs and, you know,
taking your specific skill set and going to an area that needs it because they don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, here it's so oversaturated.
Yep.
So you need to take that special, unique skill set to somewhere that actually will be like, wow, we need this. We embrace this. This is of real value to us. You know, whereas LA, everybody, there's a bunch of, you know, executives, A&R, creatives, whatever. There's a ton. There's everybody's got a restaurant. Everybody's got a clothing line. Everybody's whatever. Yeah. Whereas in Vegas or some of these other new places, it's open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just got to go out there and take a leap of faith.
Yeah. They got the space and the means for it. It's just, again, it takes, you know, some trailblazers to be like.
So I assume you love it out there.
I love it, man. I think it's the perfect blend of, like, the quietness of the suburbs. And there's times we don't even go to the Strip. We could be there a whole month. And we may go to the Strip to, you know, catch a show or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you have that if you want to go do that. But I feel like when I'm there, I'm not chasing the day.
Mm.
Because I feel like in L.A. you might do two or three things, and then you're like, oh, I'm about to be sitting in traffic for 2 hours. There, it's like, I'm still doing all the things that I need to do work-wise, but I might get done at 7, and we may be like, yo, let's go to, you know, eat on the Strip, or let's go catch a show, or let's, you know, there's just always so much to do in it, and I feel like, to me, it just adds to life, man. You know, I feel like life slows down a little bit, almost like, how I feel when I go to Hawaii, right? Like the 1 hour is 2 hours. You feel like you're getting an extension of the day because it's moving at a slower pace.
Yeah. You know? I think we're at the part of life, you know, being fathers and everything. Like, you're just like, and people that are, you know, actually doing the work to, you know, take care of their families, you're just like, yo, I also want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy this. I want to, like, I don't want to feel on Sunday like, oh, shit, here we go again. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be a place where, what Jay say on the one song, life is a beach chair. I'm ready for the beach chair shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to do all the necessary work or continue the necessary work to bring that about. And, yeah. Cause it's important, man. Like we were talking about, like the time management with the kids and their sports and all kinds of just different things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Working on relationships, like the stuff that you have to pour into it. Like we're just inundated with just so much that you, by the end of the day, you're like, yo, I didn't even really invest in anything, like invest in, you know, something for the day. It was just so just
go, go.
Nah, I just, yeah, I think, you know, looking for a different pace might should probably will happen sooner than later.
Yeah, just got to be open to things.
Yep.
Been a great past few weeks of guests. Aisha, Clinton Sparks, who else? Joey Fats.
Yeah.
Just now, all amazing, man. And then got who we got coming up too.
Yo, Ray Romulus from the Stereotypes. You know what I mean? For those who don't know, multi-platinum producer and Grammy winner, and obviously the great David Gross.
Man,
I can't wait for people to tap in on that conversation. Both of the conversations were super empowering.
Yeah, and I think again, like hearing people, you know, I haven't talked to David much in the, you know, over the past like year and a half, but for him to tap in and, you know, hit me and being like, I love what you guys are doing.
Means a lot, right?
It means a lot. And then I was just like, you got to come sit with us. And he's like, absolutely. Just let me know when. And, you know, your conversation with Ray, who doesn't do interviews and those kind of things. And he's like, you know, same thing. So, and again, just a testament of these conversations. And
they mean things to people.
Yeah.
As much as they mean to us, they mean a lot to others. And so we on the right path, man. Yeah. Some days it'd be like, fuck. But we on the right path, man. We blessed.
For sure.
Yo, we gonna get at y'all. Malik Rashid. You gonna say your name, bro?
Chief Johnson.
This is a sweet life.